Blog Talk Radio.
You know, they lay down with their ugly wives in front of their ugly children. Oh, just look at this. Radio, and we're bringing you the best in erotica and poetry. We're glad to have you this Monday, January 16th, Martin Luther King's birthday, as we bring it to you. We ask that you sit with us as we bring this great show, the fantastic guest that we have this evening. We're talking some good things, and we're going to do well, so sit back and relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio.
Can't exist.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio on this January 16th, Martin Luther King birthday for 2012. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and as always, we do our thing on Mondays. And I'm finding out that Word Sexy Radio is probably going to, is getting permission to be on more than once a week, so we might be doing that. We'll be talking about that later on in the show. And we do have some guests that's going to be here tonight, and we're going to have them introduce themselves to you. And if we have time, we're going to get into the little controversial subject that's been hitting the airwaves lately, and it's called internet dating, and we'll be talking about that. But right now, let me see if we have our panel here. I see that DV is here. Are you here?
Of course I am, man. How's it going? Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Hey, and same to you, and we're just glad to have you, and I see Miss Cotton is here as well.
Gasp. On time?
Whatever.
How you doing, Miss Cotton? Sweet mangoes and all that?
I'm good. Hey, DB.
Hey, sweetie, how's it going?
Good.
All right, well, we're going to do this show. This is a special show. We got a two-hour show, and as I found out, we're a sexy radio is possibly going to be maybe being broadcast more than once a week. We might start doing, actually, I've been told that we can do this every day if we wanted to. It's getting that hot. So we just want to see what we're going to do about that and see about time and stuff. But we'll talk about that later. But right now we got two guests that's going to, the first segment that's going to be on. We have Miss Deborah Shea and we have Miss Maria. And I'm going to have them come on right now and kind of introduce themselves to you. And they're going to start talking about their projects and everything, and we're going to get there. So without further ado, ladies, how are y'all this evening?
Feeling good. Thanks for having me.
All right.
How are you doing?
All right, so what I want to do is have y'all, you know, introduce yourselves, and then hopefully our panel here will, you know, respond back to you, and then we'll get into the interviews.
All right, sounds good. Who should go first?
You can go ahead and go first.
Who's the most sexiest? That's the one that should go first. So both of y'all should be jumping right now.
as Christ is on team, she can go first.
All right, I'll go first. What's up, everybody? My name is Marie Mikael. Most people just call me Michelle. It's easier to say. I am a spoken word artist. I write and perform my own work. I am sensual, sexy. I love all things sexy, which is why I'm on Word Sexy Radio. And thanks for having me.
All right.
And I am Deborah Shade. I write erotica / porn. It's more porn than erotica. It's a little harder. And I'm based out of Columbus, and I've got a couple of books. I've got Maybe She Is Right is out right now. It's a story of female sex addict. And the sequel to it, Hot Sex on the Platter, will be here soon in March.
And since you say you write porn, you definitely have to explain to us how you do that, because there is definitely a difference between porn and erotic fiction, as we discuss all the time, and we will definitely do that. So, panel, what y'all got to say? Go ahead, Dee.
Oh, no, I just wanted to say hello to both ladies.
Hey.
And I'm really interested in finding out, you know, who does what, you know, like, you know, just a little dose of the spoken word, poetry, and also, you know, a couple lines of what porn is. So I'm curious about that one.
Yes, definitely. We definitely want to find out about that. Well, Ms. Cotton, what do you think about that? Because just before we go into this, Ms. Cotton is definitely a poet. She has done several books, and we're going to have you, you know, talk right now, Cotton. Tell us what you think about that, what you've heard so far.
I'm like, DV, I'm interested. I'm really interested in hearing this erotica / porn stuff from Ms. Deborah. So I just wanted to say hi to the ladies, and I'm glad you came on the show.
Thank you.
Okay. Before we go further in this interview, though, I must warn you, ladies, that this is Word Sexy Radio. This is grown folks radio, so we say what the fuck we want to on here. So we cuss and we do it all because it's explicit. So if you got to express yourself by saying dick, ass, fuck, whatever you want, you know you can do that. So I just want to make sure you understand you can say those words and it won't be bleeped. How's that?
All right. Perfect.
Okay, well, we're going to start with our poet. We're going to start with you, and we're going to kind of have you
tell us a little bit about yourself. I know you kind of told us a little a few minutes ago, but kind of tell us how you got into poetry and how did you get into spoken word and, you know, what inspires you to do the pieces that you actually do and perform?
Yeah, most definitely. So I've been writing and performing forever since I was younger, but it was always a hobby. And about 5 years ago, I kind of fell in lust, I guess you would say. And I don't normally write erotic, or I didn't before. And 5 years ago, kind of fell in lust with somebody that wasn't accessible to me. But I held on to those feelings, and they just kind of created words, and all this erotica and the sensuality just came out. So I perform in, like, Providence, Rhode Island, New York, and I'm finally publishing my first book, which is going to come out late February, and it's entitled Windy City, Poems of Lust and Desire. It's a red book with a bunch of sensuous red pictures in it and red hot words. But I've always been deemed sensual, like, all my life. I would be on stage reading a poem about suicide. I would get off stage and people would come up to me like, yo, that was mad sexy. I'm like, did you just hear me talking about suicide?
Okay.
So just kind of me, and I'm following up with it finally. That's it.
Okay, when you say mad sexy and all that and all into the erotica, see, to me being an erotic fiction author myself of 10 books, my thing is when somebody tells me that, I'm thinking about them sitting there while they're supposed to be listening to something else. They're playing with their pussy or they're jacking off or doing something. So are you doing something of that nature while you're sitting back and thinking about the poetry? Because you said the guy got you off. What did he do?
I didn't say it was a guy, did I? Ooh.
Oh, well, damn, it could be a girl. Well, tell me. Tell more. Tell us more. We'd like to hear.
Nah, it's okay. I'm just kidding. It was just, you know, you ever meet somebody and sometimes no words, little words, you just look at them and there's just this electricity, just this magnetism. It was just one of those things, brief conversation, a few days of talking, and I was just smitten. It was unlike anything I had ever experienced, hence why the book was created from the situation. It was just that magnetic appeal. Unless you've experienced it, I don't even know how to put it into the proper words to let you understand the depth of that type of connection.
Just say you got the fuck off. I can understand that. Just say you got off. Your ass was, you came like a motherfucker. Something. I mean, we understand those kind of words. Okay. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you know, this is raw. I know it's Martin Luther King Day, but damn, yeah. I mean, we still can be real, right?
That's right.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so do you have a piece that you can share with us this evening? That doesn't necessarily have to be erotic, but something you can give us to kind of give us an idea of what to expect from you.
Yeah, for sure, I could do that. Let's see here. This one is entitled "It's Late Night." This isn't as erotic as most of them.
Now, if it ain't hot, we gonna talk shit. Now I want you to know. Oh, you better bring.
I'm waiting on that.
Bring this shit hot. You gotta bring this shit hot as you can. I'm gonna let you know, okay?
Hey,
and we got Red Hot, who is the queen of erotica poetry. Even though that's not her main part of poetry, she does. But still, she's so sensuous about it. I mean, you know, we gonna get you if it's wrong. So bring it like you can, okay, baby?
All right. Now you got me all. No, I'm not. I don't get nervous. I'm lying. All right. Now I got to find another one because you said that.
Okay. I want something hot.
Yeah, I got you. All right. This is from the book, and it's under the chapter entitled Let's Fuck. All right.
Okay, let's
fuck.
I'm
going to
hear that.
Let's go. It's actually the first poem, and it's called Let's Fuck. All right. Here we go.
Okay.
So now I'm soaking wet. The mood ain't even close to set. So you and your boys made a bet. Get ready to collect. My tips are wrecked. Combine complex formulas and confuse the shit out my sexual mind. You have the ability to continuously press rewind while tapping me from behind. You proceed to whine, decompress my inside. So I slide, I ride, and do those things we all try to hide. Tickle me blind, tie my hands, hit the spot, and touch my vernacular speech. I lose all sense of solid land. All I understand is the language of your tongue. Just for fun, let my senses become undone, and let the script run, let the myths come, let me see something, a fling. You be my thing, rock the bells and let them ring. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. I feel your heat invade my being. I am the sight that you are seeing. Place your concrete tool of collective action in my dome of scenic satisfaction. Tap my berry and beat the drum. In the end, I am told the damn. And you thought my whole getup was a scam? Hot damn, there you come again. My shit go numb again. I sigh my high descend. Four more rounds, let us love again. Let us cause friction. Exchange lungs against any contradiction. Let's fuck.
Wow.
I'm done.
Hey, Miss Cotton, we need your commentary. Because I'm a man, this shit sounded good to me, but I want to get it from an expert. Because you're an expert. Let's see, let's do this. Let's hear what you got to say, baby. Go ahead.
I'm listening to the lady. She's doing her thing.
Thank you, Russ.
Okay. So that shit was hot? Because it was hot to me.
It was very hot.
I'm looking at my dick, and it's... No, let me stop. Anyway, go ahead. All right, now. now, Deborah, are you still there? Deborah, are you still there?
I am. I was a little distracted. It got me wet.
Well, that's good. And now I am glad you are part of the team because you're wet. Because you're going to come next here in a few minutes with some of your hotness. But, I just wanted to see what you thought about that. So, DV, what did you get out of that? Because I know poetry is a hard thing for you. So tell me, brother, how did you feel about that?
I mean, I loved her passion. But once again, I am not a poetry man. So, I mean, what everybody else is feeling, I ain't feeling. It's just me. You know, I'm just not that guy.
Your dick is not halfway trying to get up and nothing?
That shit, I can't even get half chub, you know, just real. But
okay.
What I'm saying is I dig the passion. You know, I'm one of those people that, you know, poetry is great, but a story is better. So, you know, if somebody reads an excerpt that's hot, it's hot to me. If somebody reads poetry that's hot, it's like, yeah, I like the passion.
Okay. Okay, well, hey, that at least that's cool. That's good. Now, I see that I believe my girl Carmen is here. Are you here, Carmen?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, Carmen?
Hey, welcome.
Hey, Carmen.
Hello, everybody.
Did you get a chance to hear the poetry piece that was given a few minutes ago?
I didn't. I'm sorry. My day job caught up with me late tonight.
Okay,
so.
Baby. I got you, sweetie. I got you, baby. But that's okay. We don't
know you black
now, right?
Tell them this is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. You black. You're entitled to some free time.
Well, no, this is a
Well, we're glad that you was able to make it. So we're good that you're here. Now back to our poet. Now, what did you get when you did? Now you wrote this, okay?
Yeah.
And we understand the passion that you had in it. Now, when you was writing this, can you actually remember when you wrote this and what you were actually doing to get you to write this, or is this one of those things that you just?
No, I remember every line. I was butt-ass naked on my bed, just kind of thinking about the person. And I started
male or female or both?
No, it was a male. He's a male. I like both. But it's about a male.
Not
I was on my bed, and I was kind of feeling the groove. I wanted to masturbate, but I was kind of too lazy, and the thoughts were like heavy in my
lazy
head.
Lazy to jack off.
Yes, I was really too lazy.
Masturbation is a great thing. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
What is doing all the tragedy? Anyway,
all right. So I just grabbed a pen and my book, and I just kind of started writing, and it just came out. So I was, like, in the midst of feeling the passion, and the person was, like, heavy on my head. So, it came out, and, you know, afterwards I did finish myself off. But the writing, I guess, was kind of the foreplay with myself.
Okay. Well, that's nice. That is very good. Now, is there anything else that you want to tell us quick before we get with Miss Deborah? Because we're going to give you guys a chance, and I'm going to say this now. If you guys want to stick around for the second segment, you can, because we're going to be talking with a group of erotic authors that wrote the anthology called Untapped. And we're also going to be, if we have time, we're going to get into a subject that has been coming up that's been really hot, and that's internet dating. So we're going to get into that, and you guys are welcome to chime in on that as well. But if there's nothing else, I mean, you said you had some books coming out, or you have something that's coming out. Can you tell us that?
Yeah, it'll be out late February. It's called Windy City Poems of Lust and Desire. And if you go on my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/Marie.Mikael, and I'm also Red Snapper's friend, so if it's easier to find me through there.
Yeah, that chocolate woman with that's posing. Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
I got some nudist erotic pictures up. You'll see. You'll catch my essence through the pics.
I'm checking that out right now just to make sure y'all know.
I'd be a trust. Now, Deborah.
Can I ask her to
Miss Porn Writer.
Was
that again? I'm sorry.
Can she spell what she's saying her last name is so I can connect with her?
It's Marie Dot, and Mikael is spelled MICHAELLE. Marie Dot Mikael.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, so we're going to get into Miss Deborah right now. Deborah Shade. Now, Deborah, tell us about you and how you got into writing erotic fiction, and you said porn. You write porn, so tell us about all that, baby.
You know, when I first started writing, I was calling it erotica. And then as I started doing readings, people started saying it was a little too rough, a little too hard. It was more on the porn side. So I've been starting to claim that and calling it porn now. But I've been writing for a while. I used to write for Penthouse back in the day, and then I figured, you know, I can do short stories, so why not do it for myself?
Hold it. I'm sorry. You said you wrote for Penthouse. That's it. You're good. You're a porn writer. No. Okay, go ahead.
But I did. Back in the early years, I started out writing short stories for Penthouse, and a couple of them got picked up. So a couple of years ago, I decided to do my own thing, put the story together, and build a plot around it. God forbid, as a sex addict, you don't have a reason for that. So I kind of built a plot around all the sex this person was having and came up with this book.
Okay, let me ask you this, because, you know, you get this all the time, and I'm sure since you've been doing book signings and all that with your first book, people always want to know how much of this is you. You know, and we get this all the time as well as authors as well, especially those that write erotica like me and Phoebe. You know, they want to ask you, how much is this you and how much is somebody else a fiction or whatever? I mean, it's fiction, it's entertainment. But, of course, they think that you're the person that can do all these things because you're writing it or you're thinking it. So how much is it you?
Right. I would say 99% of my book is all me, minus the plot that's put around it. It actually has a storyline, so there's a murder in the book. I'm not a murderer, but I am a sex fiend. So all the sex in there is actual.
Well, you know, I like you already, so, you know, you being a sex fiend and everything, that's great. That's absolutely magnificent, because sex fiends are good people, and I like that. You know, that's great. So what we're going to do now is... you know, you see, you've been writing for a while, and you got this book, and you got the name of the book you have now is called what now again?
Maybe She Is Right.
Okay, and the new one, Hot Sex on a Platter, that definitely is a title from one of the songs from Boomerang. So I like that. You know, I love the 90s, and especially that era, the new Jack Swing and all that was going on with the 90s, and I like to write my books in that era because I like that time frame. You know, the flat tops and everything that was going on back then. You know, it was just great. And what made you decide to go there? Is the time frame there, or you just happen to like the title, or how did you do that?
Actually, it was after a few readings with Maybe She's Right and the feedback that I was getting. My cover is kind of urban looking, and it really doesn't scream the sex that's in the book. So then I put one of those sexual advisor stickers on it, and I thought for the sequel I didn't want to go through all of that, so I wanted to spell out exactly what the person would be getting in the book. So I wanted to get a title that said that it was going to be hot sex. So, and then based on the storyline, I'm continuing into that book, and she kind of opens a brothel, and so it's basically hot sex on the platter. You get what you pay for.
Okay, so how much is you? Are you opening a brothel, or are you thinking about it, or...
Yeah.
Done it, or you know, I'm just, you know, I gotta ask the questions.
I know it. I'm not even interested in doing that kind of business, though. But it gives me the storyline that I need to have all this sex. That
just
want to
be a freak. I got you.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, panel, y'all got questions for Miss Deborah? Because I'm gonna. While they're getting your questions, you know we're gonna get. We got you to. You got to read something from your excerpt from your book. You know that, right?
Awesome. That's good. I'm gonna.
Okay.
Give you
go ahead with your questions.
Okay. I got a question.
Read.
Okay, DV, go ahead.
All right, like, I'm sitting here looking at, you know, Facebook, looking at the profile and whatnot, and I'm looking at Deborah Shade's favorite quotation. I'm like, what the fuck is this? If you want to get to know someone, you have to sniff their butt. That's her quotation.
No, you have to do what? Sniff what?
If you want to get to know somebody, you must sniff their butt.
Exactly.
Explain that.
You know, actually, it was something that I actually heard somebody else say that, and I'm like, but it's so true, because how close do you have to get to somebody that you are with somebody once you're sniffing their butt? You really know somebody at that level, so I just like
you
it
know,
enough to
there. There's nothing that you need to know. We already know what come out of their butt, but there's nothing more you need to know than that.
Oh, but the butts look good.
Well, I mean, you know, okay, I'm going to go there. I know people get mad sometimes when I do this, but I'm going to go ahead and go there. Me being the avid pussy eater I am, and then the butt is right there. I mean, I can agree with, I mean, I'm there. So tell me, what's up? Tell me, talk to us.
What's up the butt or what's up with the butt?
What the cliche or the deal with that? What do you get out of smelling somebody's ass and finding out about them?
What
Fred
trying to say is what in the butt?
Right. Well, I had that in my head for too long. Don't get me started on that again. It's just one of those funny little quotes that just stuck with me more so than I'm smelling everybody's butt. But I took it for me. It wasn't so analytical. It was more like, yeah, you really do know somebody once you sniff their butt.
But that's a good thing, though. I like that. I like that shit. You know what I mean? You know, it's just,
yes,
I just like, that's the reason why I'm asking. You know, I'm just
talking
you know.
About butt. You talking about shit.
Okay, ladies, I know you've got questions. Ladies, I know y'all have questions, so go ahead and ask. Ladies, are y'all there?
I'm here.
Ms. Cotton, you got a question?
She
says sniff an ass. Talk about it.
This question is actually, I wanted to know from both of the, do you both perform, like, live performances?
This is Michelle speaking. I do. I perform live performances. I perform in, one of the things I did, I performed in New York where I did a poem and I stripped. I started off with, like, a peacoat. By the end of the poem, I was down in my bra and panty. I want to get naked one day. I'm waiting for the right venue where I can get butt-ass naked and perform some shit. But,
so why don't you get with the... Why don't you get with Jessica Holter then and do the Poonanny Poets? I mean, that's what you want to do.
I'm sure, but I doubt it's that easy. I mean, considering they're not near me, I wonder what that would take. That's a good point. But
I know some people. I know a couple of the poets that has been on my show, and we can maybe link you up with them, and maybe you can talk to them on how you have to do that or what you can do, and maybe you can do that or start your own. It doesn't have to be hers. I mean, you can make your own thing, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah. It's funny that you would say that, because that's kind of the only type of readings that I've done most of so far. I'm lucky enough here in Columbus to follow a group of burlesque dancers.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually seen spoken word done as the ladies are burlesquing out or stripping out of their clothes. So depending on where you are, I know Georgia's got a heavy scene for that. Columbus here has a heavy scene for that, so... Or
well,
start
the Bible Belt needs it. We don't have it, but we need it here.
I'm originally from Cleveland, and so like you know, being the only time I, you know what, in all talk, the only time I ever went to Columbus was for the block party, and you know now I hear you know Sexapalooza. I'm looking at your page and like Sexapalooza in Columbus, you know, and they didn't pick it up right.
It was a fabulous time. Columbus is the third, it was voted number 3 in the nation for sexual activity, so hence why they came here, but it was an awesome time.
You know why? Because Ohio State University is in the city. that's pretty much it.
So let me ask you, do you know Kim Duop Bryant? Or she's married now. I don't know what her married name is, but she does a lot of sets up there, poetry and stuff in Ohio. Do you know her?
I'm going to be real honest with you. I know people by their stage names. So
well, she calls herself Duop, so I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know.
You wouldn't remember that. Okay. All right. So you do. So let me ask you now. You say you got erotic books, and you got these books that's coming out. So you actually do poetry as well?
No, I don't. I am not a spoken word artist by far. I've gotten some practice on reading, so I can do a little part of like slowing it down. But I'm not a spoken word artist.
Okay, I'm not either. So, sweetheart, I want you to break me right now with something that you've written. I want to hear it, and I want to be, like, hard as a rock. You going to hear something?
Then I'm going to get to the twist. Do you want to hear something heterosexual, something lesbian, or...
You can do lesbian, whatever the... All that shit works. I don't give a fuck. Whatever you want to read, okay? Just read your best shit.
All righty, and then do me the favor of stopping me when you want me to shut up, okay? Because I'm just going to start to read.
Give me like three, well, you know, just get through a scene. Just give me a scene, like maybe three or four paragraphs of whatever scene, okay?
Cool. This scene that I'm looking at is pretty hot, but it's a little longer than that. But I'll go and
okay, give me the scene. Just give me that scene. You got time.
All right.
You got 28 minutes. Is that good?
I won't need that much, but...
Okay, well then, give us a scene. I'm ready right now.
Teasing? Nah, baby, I'm not teasing. I slid between her legs and parted them with my kisses. The further up and closer I got to her hot box, the further her legs spread. Her scent was husky. By now I had it memorized. She was ready to blow. But I had to make her hang in there with me. I needed much, much longer than that. I'm going to need you to breathe, sexy. Calm yourself. I'm just getting started. I said as I parted her pussy lips with the tip of my tongue, and the taste that I've been waiting for hit the back of my throat like a floodgate open. Damn, she came already. Told her you waited too long to call me, she panted, and then she began gasping as I began licking her slit from her asshole to the top of her vagina. Damn, she moaned. That's it. That's it. I worked her over until her clit felt like it could split. I slid the full length of my tongue in her hole, drinking in the flow of juice she was releasing. Take it, take it, she began to get loud, holding onto my hair and trying to keep me in one place. I took my hand and stayed right where I was, with my tongue in her hole and my lips on her clit. With my hands on her nipples, I sucked and I licked and sucked until the flow was so steady I knew she was having another orgasm. Her screams were getting so intense I knew the neighbors had to hate us. She jerked away from me when her orgasm started to subside. Damn, she said, moaning, only you. Why don't you want that full time? First, your neighbors couldn't stand that. Second, I don't think you could either, I giggled as I slid up her body, leaving kisses on my way to her mouth where I passionately kissed her and caressed every inch of her body that I could reach. She did the same to me. My pussy was so wet, my nipples so hard, I was so ready for my release. I slid my legs around her and sat on top of her hips. I put a hand behind me and slid two fingers into her pussy. Smiling up at me, she tweaked my nipples and grounded her hips back into mine, our wetness making for a slippery excitement that only two vaginas can create. She began to ride my fingers, and due to her strength, was able to move my hips with hers. I moaned as I began to massage my breast with my free hand. Let me taste you. Give me what I want, she moaned. I removed my fingers from her box that was making a wonderful wet noise and placed the fingers in my mouth as I straddled her face. Oh, nah, she said, and flipped me on my back. I'm in charge now. As she licked my nipples, relax, I know what you need. She kissed me all over, sucking on my elbows, my abs, my thighs and toes, sending all at once, and I was on fire. Sexy, I'm going to need you to fuck me, I moaned. I know she was trying to be an attentive lover, but at that moment, my box was so hot that love or lovemaking was so far from the need. I need you to fuck me, babe. I said again as she began to kiss me passionately with fingers sliding down my abs and over my mouth. I rose up toward her hand and parted my legs. I got you. Damn, you are so wet, she whispered in my ear as she slid her fingers into me. With her other hand, she massaged my breast, and I did the same. As I pushed my tongue to the roof of my mouth, I felt as if I needed something in my mouth. I slid her hands up from my breast and into my mouth and then began to suck on her fingers and watched her eyes watch me. I lowered her hand and looked at her with what I knew was such an intensity. Give me more of you. I'm so ready, and I know you know.
I spread my legs wider, pulling them toward my chest. She licked my box, and instead of sucking away my wetness, she added more from her mouth, preparing me for what she knew I wanted. "Yes, Poppy, here it comes," she said. She made a tight fist of her hand and inserted it into my pussy, stretching me to capacity. The rush is so unexplainable, but the bliss is heavenly. Is that good?
That's good.
Just want me to stop with this one, yeah? Here you go.
Okay, DV.
Yeah, that's what's up. That, you ain't got it with me, say it. Yes, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That, hey, you know what? Because they, whenever you can visualize a story as it's being told, that's always a good thing. If you sit back and like, that's not what I would say, you know, that's a bad thing. But this whole, the whole time, you know, I was visualizing, even up to the fist part. The fist part is a bit much for me, but, you know, I was like, that's cool too.
And I think that pushes it from erotica, because erotica has a lot of innuendo, and what I write is a little bit more vivid. So I think that's what makes people think it's more porn than erotica.
Well, this is
I
don't see any porn in there.
I don't like that's what I was going to say.
Because this is the thing. If there is a story, if it's just, okay, if it's just a series of fucking, you know, chapters 1 through 12, then you've created porn. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no love, there's no intimacy, there's no passion. If if that scene is created around a story, a story encompasses those scenes, then you have yourself erotica.
Absolutely. And then that's what I was going to say. So the thing to that is, and I'm going to let the lady speak here in a minute. The thing is, having a story that if you, and this is what I do when I write my books. Not trying to tell you how to write, because I know you know what to do, and we've heard that. But my thing is this. If you can write a story, and if you took all that explicit sex that you had, that hot sex that you were just talking about, out, and you still have a story, then you know you've done your job. And that's what we're talking about. You know,
awesome.
Because that should be extra added flavor to take it from one, carry it from one piece of the story to the next. And that's what I was getting from that. And I did visualize what was there. So, Ms. Cotton.
Yes.
Did you listen? Did you hear? Or are you okay?
No, I was listening.
And do you have an opinion or a statement or anything?
No, I thought it was great.
Okay.
This is so sterile. Woman,
was it because it was two women or?
Are you talking to me?
No. Yes, I am.
No, it has nothing to do with it. I thought she did a great job. I thought she did a great job. I thought it was very, very, very erotic.
Okay. Carmen.
I agree with Cut.
You might as well just say ditto.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I enjoyed the story, and I'm glad that you came on, and we're definitely going to, when you come out with your second book. We definitely want to get you back on the show, and we definitely want to have both of you back, and we would like to do that, and get you guys here, and kind of talk about some of the things you're doing in your work and all that. So if people wanted to get you for a book sign or anything like that, how can they contact you? What would they do? How would they be able to do that?
They can send a
Deborah, you can go ahead.
Okay. They could send a request to my publisher at contactus@shadepublishing.com. I can get Shade.
Okay.
And for me, I would love to come back on the show once the book is actually out and ready for sale. So, like I said, just hit me up through my Facebook for now. And if that's not what happened, I'll definitely come back and I'll get my info for you guys.
No problem. Just all you got to do is just let us know when it's ready, and we'll get you in.
No doubt.
That's not a problem. Because like I said, the way it's looking, the show is probably going to stretch from once a week to maybe a couple of times a week now. We're going to talk about that later.
How you keep me updated on these things, man. It's like,
I just found out myself. I just found out, brother. But we're going to wait and see how this voting thing goes and this award goes before we actually say that. That's the reason why I'm not really saying that.
It's contingent on an award, on a Facebook popularity award.
Not really. But I think it's because the people are asking for the show. I mean, people are wanting it more. I mean, we have now permission to do this every day if we wanted to, 2 hours a day. So, I'm going to look at that and see how the schedule is going to work, and we'll see how it goes.
But see, you know what my thing is? You know, like, you know, don't get me wrong, but, like, 2 hours a show, 2 hours a day every day, it's kind of like fucking. You know, the first, you know, few times is great. It's like, man, look at this new pussy here. This is just wonderful. Then after a while, it's like, I'm sick of hearing this motherfucker. I'm so tired of hearing these fools. You know, I think
that's the reason. That's one of the reasons why I didn't really want to absorb it every day. But we'll, like I said, we have to talk about that. Maybe once or twice a week. I mean, once a week, what we have right now is good. But we'll talk about that. We'll sit down and see what the ladies feel about it and all that and you know everybody's schedule and all that stuff. You know, so we'll do that. But getting back to the ladies that came on tonight, I applaud you for coming on and bringing your A game and all that. And you know, what we're going to do right now, we got about 18 minutes left in this first segment, and I kind of wanted to go into, I don't know if I want to do this now, because I wanted to talk about this internet dating thing, but we do have the untapped auditors coming on, and the reason why I want to talk about this, I don't know, there's some people coming on now, and I'm going to see with some numbers, area codes, 619, where are you calling from, and state your name. Code 619. Okay. All right. How about this is a 916 number, 261. Okay. These are probably people that's just listening. All right. So what we're gonna do right now, like I said, they were told to come in on the second segment anyway, because I spoke with Melanie and they were thinking about the 9 o'clock segment. So I don't know how many is gonna be coming. But what I wanted to do is I don't know if you guys heard about this. Internet dating. Okay, we know that there's standard internet dating that's out there where you can blackpeoplemeet.com and all these different ones. But there's this one site that I happened to see on a Anderson Cooper show about where women are actually bidded on. These women, it's like internet dating, but what these guys do is they bid on these women, not for sex or anything, but just to take them out, period. And the highest bidder, of course, is the one that goes out with the lady. And we're going to get into that and kind of talk about internet dating in general, because some of us who have experienced it and some of us who haven't or maybe thinking about it, we were kind of wanted to go into what you thought about it and what you think about it. Because, you know, it's a lot of, like anything, there's a lot of, you know, stuff to that.
Guesswork. Yeah.
You know, and it's, it, you know, and I just wanted to get some feedback on it from some of the panelists and maybe some people that's listening, your take. And I wanted to ask Cotton, because I know she... we had kind of talked about it a little bit. What do you think about internet dating, Cotton? And do you think it's, I mean, because we were talking about, they even have a Christian one now. I mean, Christians have to go on internet dating to find each other now. So what do you think about that?
I just think that people don't believe in doing things the old-fashioned way anymore. It's like you're in a rush to try to find somebody no matter who they are or where you find them, and then you're allowing someone else to choose or pick this person for you based on a few things that you tell them, but truly the only way that you can really pick a mate is for them to get to know you themselves, like really get to know you themselves the old-fashioned way. So Me personally, I wouldn't do it. I just don't agree with it at all, but that's just me. I felt when I saw the Christian dating, it's kind of like saying, you know, I'm a Christian and I don't believe that God's going to bring me the right person, so let me go on this Christian dating website and see if I can find this special person instead of just waiting till it's your time.
Right. Carmen, what do you think about that?
I mean, I've never done it, but I know some people who used Match.com or whatever, and I don't know. I mean, from what they say, at least I would see it as being better than going out with someone you met in the club, because, like, they get whatever information the club gives them about the person. I mean, the website gives them about the person. They email each other a couple of times, and then they go out on a date. I mean, I know some people who've had positive experiences with it. I don't know if I would do it, but if you like it, I love it.
You know, I've done some experience with it with Black Planet and a few years ago and Black People Meet and stuff like that. The problem with these things is a lot of people it's the game, just like you meet somebody in a club, it's still games. Because some of the people that I've met, and maybe it's just me that I just draw fucked up people or something, but it just seems to me that every time when you do this, I mean, people will put pictures on, it's not really them, or they'll put pictures of them when they were, like, years ago, and then you meet them now, they don't look nothing like what's there. You know, it's a whole bunch of shit that comes with that, too. So, I mean, I don't know if it's better than somebody you meet in the club or not. I mean, to me, it's just, if you can get people to be honest, that's the whole thing with all this. You know, it's just being honest, but people just don't want to do it. They continue to play. They say they don't want to play games, and then when you get with them, it's the same crap in most cases. So my experience of it, you can have fun with it, but, you know, everybody's on there trying to get some, you know, whether it's a woman or a man. It's not always just the men trying to get some like everybody thinks it is, but, yeah, they are, but it's women too. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, I guess it depends on what you're there for. Are you looking for, I mean, some people have, I'm sure, some success cases out of it, but, you know, I don't know. The experience I had was not good.
Is that the benefit for actually getting on the person? You're going to assume that you're going to get somebody that's matching, like, what they say they are now, so maybe that's why they're bidding for it versus just going out on their own?
Well, you know, you talk about the internet, that dating that talks about they actually bid for a date?
Right, because I hadn't heard about that.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I saw that. What it was this Chinese guy came up with this thing. He said that he being an engineer, he didn't have time, he doesn't have the skills to go out and actually meet a woman, so he came up with this site where people can actually get on, and what they did was these women that are getting bidded on, you know, they want a date, but it's the same thing. They're everybody's being, discretion, you know, worried about somebody's going to do something. So, but to me, it's like, if you're paying me, I'm paying you to go out with me, and it's not for sex or anything. You're just going out. What's the difference in that and being an escort or whatever? But my thing is, okay, the highest bidder, $500, and say somebody, me and DV's bidding for you. He bids $400, I get $5, I win, I have to pay you the $500, and I take you out, I still got to pay for the date and everything. I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I don't get it. I just,
but see, but that's the way it is set up. Things like that aren't meant for the layman, you know what I'm saying? It's not meant for the common man. It's meant for people who have too much, you know, time managing their business or doing whatever they do. You know, people who have disposable income by the hundreds of thousands, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's not really meant for us. I mean, now, getting back to internet dating, I've done that. You know, hell, I have friends that still internet date. When I say internet date, you know, they are the third person to, you know, somebody else's threesome. Or, you know what I'm saying, that type of dating. Now,
okay, so it depends on what you're looking for then. If it's a threesome type thing, or something, it works.
But if I get, even springboarding off of what Cotton said, you know, but, you know, the Christian website. And at the very end, they make it known. They say, you know, what is it, the tagline that they have? You know, it's you know, God says there's somebody out there for you, but he doesn't expect you to sit at home and wait for him to drop you in your lap, you know. So it's kind of like that's how they play it off. Look, it's cool to wait on that person, but you don't have to wait at home, you know what I'm saying, alone, while you're waiting on that person to come. So I've always been that type of person. I've never been an internet dating because, like Red said, you know, people tend to be phony and people tend to be, you know, outside of phony, they're just not truthful. You know, you catch pictures from 10 years ago or weight, you know, 50 pounds ago, or, you know, everything about them is fake, the hair, nails, eyes, the whole deal. You know, I'm one of those people that if we meet in person, and I see what I get, you see what you get. And if we're both in agreement, then, hey, we can go out and kick it. But if I don't really want to meet somebody on the internet anymore because, you know, I'm past that part of my life where I need the computer to determine who's the best match for me. I know who's the best match for me. You know, the computer ain't told me nothing I don't already know.
All right. Well, you know, like I said, this is a thing that people are doing now, and I guess they, like I said, whatever reasons they're doing it for. I mean, I've been on a couple of these dates, and like I said, to me, the thing is like, okay, you know, I didn't like it because, I mean, I met some nice people on it. Don't get me wrong. It's just that sometimes people have the agenda that they say they're looking for online. It's not what they're really looking for in person sometimes. And, I mean, you can find that in the club. Like Carmen was saying, you know, you meet people in the club or wherever you meet them at, and they're not on the up and up either. So, I mean, it's damn if you do, damn if you don't. But the thing is this is one of those hot things because of technology and because of what's going on. I mean, you got old, you got seniorpeoplemeet.com, you got all kinds of stuff out there now.
Yeah.
It's a franchise. I mean, they got them out there where people, you got to be 50 or older to get on that one. You know, it's just a whole bunch of them that just out there, they're getting these things where you can meet, and they even have that, what is that, Dolly Madison or Amy Madison or whatever, where you can actually go out there and cheat against your husband or wife.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
yeah,
right.
I was about to
what's
say.
What's that, Annie, Dolly Madison? What is it? It's something Madison. I can't remember the name of it.
I don't know the name of the website, but they were about to advertise it during the Super Bowl, and they cut that.
Right.
They was like, no, no, no. But
I think it's Amy Madison or something, but go ahead.
Maybe it was 10 years ago where, remember the girl who put her virginity on eBay, and she was going to give her virginity to the person with the highest bidder? You know, and then somebody won that actual auction, and they like the police put a halt to it before it even started because they said it's prostitution. So, I mean, at some point we got, you know, I clearly, you know.
Oh, Ashley Madison. That's what it is, Ashley Madison. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I'm saying is people, no matter what technology you have or what laws are set up, law is always going to be 10, 15 years behind technology, just the way it is.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, people are going to take advantage of the things that they can while they can. You know, like, you know, the fact that you got a website where only cheaters are allowed, are you serious? You know what I'm saying? From what I understood, I read an article just the other day where a man had his wife arrested in Arizona for cheating. And it was on the books that cheating is like a class 3 misdemeanor. So he had her arrested.
Well, you know, in some states, sodomy is illegal as well. So, yeah, I mean, if they're going to get deep into that, then, yeah, I mean. But that's what it's called, Ashley Madison. And I guess some of these people out here are really getting into this cheating thing where they just have to, they're doing what they got to do. And they even have sites out there for if you're looking for a sugar daddy or all that. I mean, you can do that as well. So I was just wondering, you know.
Not on the books anymore. Supreme Court overturned the law that said that. No, that's not true. You can't outlaw sodomy.
Was that again? Say it. Could you say that again?
Say
it again, Carmen.
The Supreme Court overturned a Georgia law about sodomy. You can't outlaw sodomy anymore because it falls under the number of privacy, right to privacy in your house. However, adultery is still on the book in some states. A lot of southern states still have adultery illegal.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering about that. I mean, I just mentioned it because I knew that was something that was, you know, that was not really, you know, those kind of laws that they had. I mean, you know, they didn't really enforce them anyway. I mean, you know, they had them on the books, but, you know, did they really enforce them? I mean, was it really enforced?
They did in Georgia.
Really?
That's why I got to be a Supreme Court case. They arrested these two guys for...
So if my wife said, let me fuck her in the ass,
gay.
I ain't talking about two guys. Okay, gay. All right. But that's not right either. But my thing is okay, my wife says, do me in the ass. I do her, and then she gets mad at me and tell the police that I did her in the ass, I can go to jail. That's the way it used to be. Now it's not like that, right?
Right.
Actually, you both
I'm not married, so just so y'all know I'm not married, but I'm just saying.
You both going to jail.
You're both going to jail.
But actually,
okay, because you both performed
the act. It's still illegal for you to have sex when you're not married. So if you are in the state of Georgia and you are doing the do and you are not married, technically you are both in violation of the law.
But in almost every state, I think it was like 42 out of the 50 states have fornication laws. You know,
So the thing is,
it's just that it's not enforced. Who's going to walk into a police station and say, yeah, I need to be arrested because I just fornicated? I mean, really. You know, what do they say? You got proof, sir, and then you got to take out the condom, and they got to do DNA, and, you know, it's a hassle.
Okay.
Red.
Well, let me see if we got a question here. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about.
Go ahead and say what you're gonna say. No, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Me or the other female that was about to talk?
Whoever was about to speak, because I don't know who it
was. One of the things that Sexapalooza bought here was a sex museum, and it had two whole like billboards of all the crazy sex laws that are still on the books. And one of them was definitely that Georgia law with adultery, but there was one that said that a woman could refuse to have sex with her husband if he came to bed with garlic breath. I mean, it's like crazy, crazy stuff. Some of it was like crazy stuff. Like you couldn't do it on a full moon and crazy stuff like that. It's amazing what's still on the book.
Oh, yeah. Like we went to the, like when I was in New York a few months ago, we went to the sex museum. you know, that was fun. But
they
don't really take laws off the book in somebody until somebody challenges them. So, I mean, because nobody's really challenging these laws, they stay on the books until something happens and somebody gets arrested, and they just kind of throw it out anyway.
That's right. In Alabama, battery-operated boyfriends are illegal.
Right.
Really? Wow.
Just go ahead. Don't say battery. I have to say vibrator.
Battery.
Damn.
An inanimate object is illegal in Alabama?
But they have sex stores and they sell them. So how are you? It's illegal for a woman to use it, but you'll sell it to her.
You can buy the shit, but look at it. You only look
right.
at it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It must be a massager. It can't be can't be a sex toy. It's got to be a massage. Shaped like a dick.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. This is what we're going to do right now. Wow. I tell you, that's...
Insane.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Well, those that's listening out there, the number is 347-215-8539. It's Word Sexy Radio. Like I said, it's a grown folks radio. We talk about all the grown folk things, and we do have our authors here. We have Deborah Shade, and we have Miss Maria, and we are definitely having a good time here with our panel, and we were talking about internet dating, and we're going to be getting into the second segment here in a minute. I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to get into that second segment. But if you got any questions, the chat room is open as well. If you want to get on the chat, you can ask questions there, and we'll definitely make sure we bring them on to the show. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play this one song that was requested by Melody, which I don't know if she's on or not. There's
I am on.
Series of One.
Hello?
Is this Melody? Are you here?
Hello?
You hear Melody?
Yeah, I've been listening. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. There you are.
You
but look, I'm going to play your requested song.
Hello?
And then you got your authors.
Thank you.
Hello?
You got your authors? You got your authors coming on?
Yes. Just Me is coming. Keith Williams is coming.
I just heard somebody say hello as well. Okay.
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Who is that saying hello?
Cotton. I've been saying hello for like the last 10 minutes.
Okay, Cotton. What you got something to say, baby?
Hey, Cotton.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, you know, I ain't going to bring up the last 10 minutes of stuff I was trying to say. But do you have a caller on the line, 619?
Yes.
I'm looking at the
you
lines, and I've asked 619. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that person has been trying to say something throughout this duration of this conversation. So I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, let's see what they have to say. Caller, I did open up the line to you earlier, and I heard nothing. So you have the free ring right now.
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Andre. Andre Morton. I am from San Diego, California.
Okay, Andre, how you doing, brother? I know who you are.
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right.
Okay.
All right. I'm just
so you have
to your,
do you
topic.
Okay, do you have a subject or something to say on the subject? Okay.
You were talking about the internet dating. Were we still talking about that?
Well, you can go ahead and make your comment. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I was coming from it from a different way because internet dating, only thing, good thing, one of the good things about it is that if you meet a person in person, you have to figure out all the things you want to know about them. Internet dating tells you, okay, listen, this is what you want me to know about you. I put it right there, so it's faster. I mean, you get through the chase real fast. Now, you saying about being honest, that's even in person. If you're not an honest person, it's gonna be on the internet too. So you just have to pick and choose just like you would outside here. But you just have to the internet to me is faster because you know just what you're getting. Now, as far as the people that's paying in the middle, you're paying to somebody in the middle, I think that should be cut out because I don't think I need to pay for that information. So they got all these free free sites like you were saying, and you can meet people. You know, you cut.
Well, actually, those sites are not really free. You still have to pay. You have to pay to be on them if you want to get the full effect of them. It's a monthly fee.
No, I've
like
I've,
for Black People
no,
Meet.
Sir,
I know
I've
you have to pay.
No, sir. I've got some. I know some sites that's free. that you don't have to pay nothing.
Okay. What I'm saying is this.
Yeah.
The thing is, what I've learned about everybody, and this is not saying this is you, but basically what I've learned is a lot of guys want pussy faster. And ultimately, that's what the internet allows you to do. It allows you to get the ass faster. Because now,
I'm not looking for a lot
of the people that I know that are currently on the internet, and like I got a friend, you know, I'm going to keep them nameless. But essentially what it does is it allows him to bypass the introductory process and get straight to the ass, you know. And then people wonder why they still internet dating after so long, because you're not investing anything. You're basically telling people what they want to hear, show them what they want to see, and then when you get the ass, it's like, okay, well, now on to the next internet date. There's really no type of – oh, go ahead, say.
Well, see, that's because that's what he was after. He was after ass. You know,
so you're looking for a wife? Are you looking for a wife, Andrew?
No, I'm just looking for somebody that's cool that I can hang out with. I'm not trying to fuck them though.
You just want to hang out with them, right? You don't want to fuck them, right?
That sounds like cool for
them. I
want to
hang out with them. If you know me,
you don't
want to
have no sex. You just want to hang out, right?
Oh, I didn't say I don't want to have sex. Come on, who doesn't
okay,
want to have
so,
sex?
Okay, so what the fuck are you saying? Because you're saying the same thing he just said.
But I'm saying for me, sir.
Oh, go ahead, man. Red, I can't hear. I can't hear my man. Like, go ahead and let him speak.
Yeah, so for me, I have to have somebody that's cool and that I can get along with. Because after the sex, can you talk to her? Can you say something to her intelligently? Can you make her, you know what I'm saying? Because there is more than just sex. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now,
I mean,
if you're one of those guys and it's all about the sex, then that's what you want, and that's what you get.
But statistically speaking...
I'm talking about what I want.
Like, statistically speaking, you have it's an 80% better chance that you will meet somebody that you're going to marry by meeting them offline rather than online. So, essentially, if there's only a 20% chance that you're going to meet somebody worth relationship online... Why do you continue to do it? I'm playing devil's advocate.
I'm just saying, for me, you know what I'm saying? This is what I'm talking about.
Okay, Andre. Hey, and we definitely thank you for your comment. Do you have anything else you want to say? Because I got to move forward.
That's it, sir. That's it.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for calling in.
I appreciate you, man.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and then we're going to get into our second segment. And ladies, authors, everybody that's here from the first segment, you're welcome to continue to stay on. But I got this thing that I'm doing right now, and I'm going to let it go as we listen to Word Sexy Radio.
Will she
Okay, so who is on area code 347? Hello?
Area code 347. Who is that? Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
All right. We think we don't have them. Area code 347, are you there?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes. State your name, where you calling from, sir.
How you doing? This is Keith from New York.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey.
Keith, how are you?
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey. I'm all right. I'm good. How's everybody tonight?
All right,
hey,
man. What's
good?
Everything
glad
is everything.
Yeah.
Okay. I see area code 404.
Hi, this is LM.
LM.
Hey, LM, how
I
you doing?
Naked.
All right, LM. We got, and
how
we also
doing?
Got area code 2102 as well.
That's just
that's
me.
Just me.
Just me, baby.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm
all right.
Just wonderful. And I
okay.
hate having sex in that dating session.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about it again. I mean, we kind of went into it, but the only reason why I cut it off, just so everybody understands, is because we have a schedule. We have to meet, and there was no animosity or anything like that. Just trying to just go forth because it was just going a little overboard for a second. But, you know, we have to bring it back in. So I wanted to get the untapped people in to get a chance to speak and talk, and we want to do that right now. And if we got time, because we're just going to talk a little bit about untapped and a little bit how it's going and the things that the feedback you're getting from it. And then if you want to get back into the internet thing, we can. That's not a problem. So, Melody, go ahead.
I wanted to know if there's anybody else here from the anthology.
Yeah,
no,
DB is here. That dude's
DB
is here. I don't know who he is.
And there's area code 803. Are you, state your name, where you calling from? I don't know if they just want to listen. Okay, fine. All right, go ahead, Melody.
I think he's just listening.
Okay, go ahead, Melody. Do your thing.
All right, well, the book, like I said, you know what? I do have some fun facts that I, as one of the editors on the project, found out as I was reading through the stories, things that even though I think the anthology was written with DV, who's in Texas, and just me, Felicia, who's also in Texas, but I think everybody else is not even in the state. And as I was reading through the stories, you know, there's some character names that come up, just particular names that come up more than once. LM, no, she's not in Texas either. And Sean was a popular man name, S-E-A-N, because I know one of my stories had his name, and LM's story had named Sean. Daryl was another popular guy's name. I don't know if it's a sex symbol thing. You know, I'm not quite sure. I thought it was funny, though, because, you know, we hadn't discussed any character names. It was just, this is what it was. And then the most provocative, I guess, the most daring thing that happened in a few people's stories was also a lot anal. It used to be, I guess, maybe the whole bi-curious thing, but maybe that's becoming kind of mainstream. But I've had a lot of...
Wait a minute.
You know
did
how
you
it
say
is.
Anal?
It just ain't
did you say anal?
I said anal.
Yeah.
I said anal.
Oh, come on, Red.
I thought I heard ass. I thought
yeah,
I heard somebody
I
say
ass.
Ass. Okay.
I said
asshole. Okay,
yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Because you know what my philosophy is? It's just not nasty unless I can get some ass, please. So,
wow, D.
Okay, okay. Before we go any further, though, Melody, we still have our two guests from the beginning, Marie and Deborah. Are y'all still there?
I am here. I was going to wait for a good pause to say I don't have much more time, but I was going to jump off in a little bit.
Okay. Okay, well, before you jump off, is there anything else you want to say real quick? Because I wanted you to get that in.
Oh, awesome. I did. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that I am the author of the first black erotica here in Columbus, of The Garden, which is like the Lion's Den, and hopefully we all know what Lion's Den is because they're in 48 of the 50 states.
Right.
And that's pretty cool here because they've never had black erotica on their shelves before. So that rocks. And that you
okay.
can get my book titles at the Lion's Den and also on Kindle.
So are you okay? Because I got my Kindle right here. I'm going to start downloading some stuff. Anyway, look. You need to come on back when you're ready, okay? We need some more of your erotica, and we want your freakiness and all that shit to come back, okay?
Thanks
so
so
just let me know. Hit me up.
Oh,
okay.
And that it's not a lesbian book. It's definitely, it's the life of a sex addict. So it's heterosexual sex is in there, and the storyline carries her through all those kind of sexual escapades.
I didn't think that, but I mean, you know, that's you said you do it all, so fuck it. I was expecting
the female boss that were on the phone.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
No, that's
right,
definitely not a turn off.
I was like, what?
No.
Who are you talking to?
Turn off. I've never.
Okay. All right. We got
anything is a turn on.
Okay.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank you for coming on, and we're going to let you go now. Melanie, you
thanks
go ahead on. And we're glad to have you. Now, Marie, are you leaving too?
She's like, I already left, punk.
Oh, she's already gone? Okay. All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. Since it's Untapped and us now. So what kind of reviews are you getting? Are people coming up to you asking you, is this really you? You know, the normal questions you get when you write erotica. I mean, have y'all been out on book signings or anything yet and done anything with the book yet?
No, it's really hard to do that sort of thing when you have
the multiple authors, yeah.
You know, the goal is to, you know, if we get out next year and where we get out, if we could, you know, meet up, just if nothing else, just to say hey and have drinks and really meet in person, you know, but also, you know, to have signings. I mean, it's expensive to travel. I mean, it's not, you know, beating around the bush about getting around, you know, it's real hard,
right.
But I do, you know, we love the platform, the digital platform. I did have a friend call me and after she read one of the two stories that I have, and she said, I read your story. I said, well, which one? And she said, Friends with Benefits. I said, oh, well, Project FWB is what it's called. And I said, well, what did you think of it? And she said, it's you.
Damn, she know you like that. Damn, she know your ass like that.
Wow.
Hey, is there something going on that we don't know about? Huh?
I didn't quite understand what to take away from it. How much of me she was talking about, but I thought it was interesting that she said that it's me. I guess maybe my writing style. I don't know. I didn't ask her.
She made it sound like she knew you and shit. Like she knows you.
Well, I mean, we're close.
Like,
we're close. We're close, but
okay.
Ooh,
I believe it. I ain't gonna go no further than that. I'm gonna leave that shit on.
No,
you know how we're friends do.
See red. There you go.
You run straight.
Hey, that was DV. That wasn't me. That was DV.
That was DV.
No comment.
No comment.
Oh, I'm gonna make the comment. How are you gonna make the comment and then go, I didn't say that.
I never said that.
Y'all both
said
that.
Okay. You know, the one thing I hope is nobody mistakes me for my story, and that is the honest.
Why? No,
that would be bad.
Yeah, DB, we know your story about the person that wants to be the change over to be with somebody else. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to leave that at that. I didn't put it out there completely.
DB's got some stories. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see. What does the other authors think? Like Ellen? Okay. Positive feedback.
No, you know what? Go ahead, because they've gotten books, so I don't know what they read, but it would be great to hear if you guys have read any other story of the stories and what you guys think of the other authors. I would love to know.
Well, yeah, I wanted to see what LM's piece, well, how she thinks, and just me, of course, she's going to say what she thinks and what she's getting feedback on. I just want to get feedback from those two, just so I can see what the fuck they think. You know what I'm saying? Because I know just me going to say some shit, but, you know,
see,
I just want to see.
See, Red, and you know what I'm still waiting to see, have you been tapped yet? Because, you know, that's been my goal.
Have I been what?
Tapped.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, baby, it's
we
me.
Ain't,
I'm
we
back.
Ain't talking about me
did
right
you
now.
Miss
you
me?
Back? You back? I did. But look, okay, go ahead, LM. We're gonna get you. LM, go ahead and tell us what type of feedback or what you've been getting from the book since it's been out.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm LM, and this is actually like my first risque story. So,
she said risque,
risque. And the feedback has been phenomenal because, for one, I stepped
way out of the box because not only did I do a threesome, I actually did a foursome, and the two guys were involved.
Like, really involved.
Yeah.
It was a tragedy.
Shut up.
No, but, you know, it, the feedback has been wonderful. A lot of people are trying to figure out where to get the books. I'm sending them to Naughty Inc. Website. I'm just sending them to Amazon. I'm letting people know, hey, you know, after you read the books, you know, make sure you leave your reviews because the stories in here, the entire book is hot. Like,
I still ain't got my copy of the book yet.
You haven't received your copy? Oh, yeah, we're going to make sure you get your copy.
Yeah.
But, yeah. A Nation of Sexcapade is very enticing, and a lot of people that are reading, you know, my story, they're just like, wow, I didn't think you could do it like that. But it's done, it's written. I'm very pleased. Melody did a great job on it, and I mean, the feedback, like I said, is phenomenal.
I picked Ellen's stories to go first. I picked her story to go first because, number one, she submitted it first. And I felt like that was fair, you know, for her. But even after reading it, I felt like it would be a great starter because of the fact that she was very ambitious in her plot, you know, her plot line with what the main character wanted for her relationship. You know, we get a lot of the, oh, I want to, you know, I'm bi-curious and I want another woman and I want to try this. And the guy wants to see the girl with another female. But she took it and stepped it up. And I was like, yeah, this is definitely a great jump off. So, you know, that's
cool. I like that. I like the terminology, jump
because,
off. Yep. I like that shit, jump
off.
Jump
off. It truly was. So we got a lot of those, you know, those first reactions. Like, oh. Towards the end, which was great because I didn't want to stay in the box. Anybody who knows me knows that I do not like to play inside the box. So I was really pleased.
She was out of the sandbox.
I want to be different.
before we get just me and on out here going down.
And don't forget about Keith.
That's what I was going to say. I want to get some of the male perspective here because we got two male authors that was in this anthology. So, Keith, go ahead, brother, right now and give us some of the feedback and some of the things that you've received so far as far as the book coming out.
So far, the feedback is great. I have two sisters that, you know, they read a lot of my work, and they each book got copies because they were fighting over it. Like, I was like, listen, well, why don't y'all just buy two? I'm tired of y'all sharing. Find one easy. They really dig this story. I have another lady that I met, and I was joking with my brother the other day, saying, "Man, I don't need another pickup line. I'm gonna just write erotic stories." And anytime a lady asks me what I'm about, here, read this. Because I have a lady right now. She changed her name. Like when she texts me, she's like, "I'm Magda." That's the name of the lady in my story.
Oh.
So, like, oh, it's like that. But so far the feedback has been great. You know what I mean? People are loving the book, and that's a beautiful thing.
All right. Well, that's good. Now, DV,
what's up?
I'm going to let you speak, but I'm going to let just me get in because you know she's going to have a lot to say. We're going to let this woman go ahead on.
No,
let her do her thing. No, there's nothing wrong with that. We just want you to go on and get your freak on. So go ahead.
Okay. See, okay.
Just make sure you at least step in 9:59 so I get my minute.
You know what, D? I might even get you 9:57.
Yeah, even better.
Whatever. I took a different turn. The title of my story is Colorblind. And
I remember this. Come on, bring it.
I deal with an interracial love interest, and it jumps off into some mighty powerful, yeah, really powerful sex. But you know me, it's just me. But anyway, it's been a lot of fun, and I haven't received my copies of the book yet. But I have sent all of my friends to all of my friends. My 800 area code that's online. everyone has seen excerpts. They've seen the author. They've seen the author spotlights, and they're really looking forward to getting their copies. And I've had a few friends who have ordered their copies from Amazon. But I'm excited. And the little small excerpts that they have read, they've been really, really excited about it. They have kind of ignored me for a minute, and they said, okay, well, we're a little biased with your stuff, but let us see what else is there, because all I told them is Melody's not going to publish junk. So they're excited. It's not happening. So they're excited, and they're like, okay, we're going to name some of our future children after some of these. So I'm like, okay, be nice. Let's not go that far. But it's been fun, and, you know, yeah. The anal thing, yeah, we got to talk about that.
I know the book just came out, guys, and I know it's getting great reviews and everything, and I know it was a lot of hard work that you guys put into it. Do you think that you guys might be doing an Untapped 2, possibly next year or sometime in the future?
One of my many problems with my ideas is that I have too many of them, and I actually want to I haven't decided if I'll revisit Untapped as a title, but I already have another anthology that I'm going to be releasing for submission soon. Actually, two. One a bit more challenging than the other. The one, Business Affairs, it's a running theme. It's a running theme in Untapped, and I did that on purpose because I kind of just wanted to kind of see how it looked and see how it read, and I people are appreciating the kind of little mini theme that runs through the book, and it's about, you know, affairs, business affairs on the job and job setting, et cetera, wherever that may be. We all have a little something on the side. So that is one project I am looking to do. We do.
Damn.
I have many jobs.
You got some people on the side. Everybody got a side piece. Is that what you're saying?
I said employment. I said employment. I didn't say. I can't speak for everybody. But as far as
you say, everybody got a little side something. When you say that,
side,
and you're talking sexual,
job,
what do you mean?
Not necessarily red.
You didn't say side
job.
It could go either way.
But I really need to sit down and make myself put this stuff, you know, because I would like to do a few digital only exclusive anthologies, and also I am in love with paperback, so it is what it is. The one book that I would like to put together for the summer, which is maybe middle of the summer, the more I think about it, will be it'll be offered digitally and paperback. And this business affairs that I would like to put together, it will be just strictly digital. So that's what, at least I
are
have.
Are you looking for authors for that, or are you doing it all yourself?
I am. No. I'm definitely looking for authors. And I'll be, like I said, I have to make it official. You know, my stuff has to be pretty. Anybody who's got an email from me, they know how I do it. It's just not me.
So are you going to invite a brother this time, or are you going to leave me out?
I am. Absolutely not, Red. You are invited. It's public. You know, I'm going hard, but I'm going to let you know. You better be up for it. I'm going to put it out
there.
Well,
have you read some of my shit? You read some of my shit, and you tell me if I'm hard enough, because I think I am.
Nasty.
I'm nasty, and I want to put it in there. So
okay. Yeah, you want to put it in there. Y'all hear that?
Yeah, I do.
Red.
Y'all taking it the way you want to now. I wasn't talking to sexual. I was talking about putting it in the book. Now, see, y'all talking about something else. What was I talking about then? See, y'all got it all twisted. Okay. All right. We were talking about
make sure it's nice and slow.
Yeah, okay. All right, Dizzy.
All right. The name of my story is called Why Do Men Have Nipples? It's about this challenging story about this man who has to breastfeed his child after his wife dies. Like, the greatest tragedy that you've ever heard.
Okay.
Oh
now, Carmen, really? Carmen is still... Carmen, you're still here, right, Carmen?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you hear this crap that DV is talking about? Because that's what it is.
I think
DV
dislikes his own nipples. They weren't for a baby. He was trying to breastfeed himself.
Aha.
You have to
base
it on true story, right?
Uh-huh.
But anyway, no, my story is trans.
And, you know, like the feedback that I've been getting has been pretty good. I harass people relentlessly finished because, you know, my story's at the end of the book. So, like, I have to wait until they finish the book before they can give me any feedback. But so far I've gotten, like, maybe half a dozen people that have finished the book and, you know, patted me on the back. So, you know, I can't complain. You know, all these...
One thing ahead. I got to ask you, DV, I got to ask you this because you are the type of guy I know you are, and I know you, even though we haven't actually really physically, and believe it or not, people would think that we have been in front of each other, which we will do. We're going to make that happen this year. I mean, you know, I mean, you work with me every week. How can I not, you know, anyway. My question to you is, and knowing how homophobic they say you are, well, I've heard, I ain't going to say they say, I've heard. How did you write this story, man? Because you don't get into that shit. And it's nothing to do with homosexuality and nothing like that, but I guess it was out of the box for you because it was definitely something that you don't want to be part of as part of that, but I guess the love in this that you were showing. I mean, just kind of give us a little on that.
No, it, like I tease people. You know, I tease you all the time about, you know, being gay and stuff like that. I'm not really homophobic. It's just that, like, between me and, like, some of the guy friends that I have that are gay, you know, we don't cross the line. You know, I don't tell them about sex with women. They don't tell me about sex with dudes. So it was just, you know, that happy medium that we had. So,
okay,
I mean,
so
I listen to women talk about
the story.
No, like, whenever somebody, yeah. This is what happened. Like, me and a friend of mine, we were just butting heads. And I was like, I have no idea what I'm writing for this anthology because I don't want to do the typical love scene. I want to do something that stretches the boundary, something that I haven't read personally. So he was like, well, how about you write about, a she-man, you know, a shim, a man with, you know, women parts or women with man parts.
Female? Yeah,
like,
female.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's not cool. And so we just kept bumping heads. Back and forth, and ultimately we came to a consensus. We were basically like, how about this? You know, girl meets boy, boy loses girl, boy finds out girl wants to be girl, you know, be with another girl, so he contemplates becoming a girl so that he can stay with her. So I was like, I can't make that sexy. There's no way I can, you know, have a man chop off his genitals and make it sexy. I just couldn't. I was like, I couldn't do it. And so, but it was a challenge, you know, and it kind of really forced me to sit down and think about the things that I wanted to write and say and to actually do real research, like get it, you know, get down and do the legwork that's required to write a great story. So that's what I did. I did so much research, and I found out so much, and I was like, okay, now that I have all this information, I can't write the story.
Okay.
It was a great story.
Well, you know, like I said, Melody,
like,
I'm waiting on my copy. I want my copy.
You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Actually,
yeah.
I could send you to Amazon, but I didn't want to. I wanted to send you a signed copy, and I've sold out, and that is really what I'm trying to say that I didn't really want to say, but you made me say it. That we
okay.
sold out of the
you
our
know,
book, so I'm going to send you a copy, signed copy. So you're just gonna have to wait.
And when I can wait. It's not a problem. I just want to make sure that you remember me, okay?
How can I forget about you, Brad?
No, please don't do that.
No.
Okay.
You've been most generous
right.
with your platform for us promoting and everything. I mean, I really appreciate. All the work that you
right.
guys do for the show is awesome. It's picking up quite a bit in popularity and that's great. I think it's a blessing to have such a controversial topic, you know, people become more open to discussing it and talking about it and being free. I think that's probably one of the biggest things you could offer because we're so very, you know. Closed-minded.
Yeah, well, you know,
yes,
us as black
untapped.
People, we don't talk.
Go.
We're not open-minded. We're not open-minded as we should be, as like other people in the race, you know, in the human race. Like whites may talk more about things, but you're right. I think it's more taboo to us, and we've been taught things differently in the past that we think we can't talk about this stuff. But you're right, and since you did, that's a good segue into letting everybody know that the show is up for an award, and we would love for you to go out and vote for us. Word Sexy Radio, me and DV Hint, you know, as hosts and everybody here that's host on the show. I mean, they have just our names on there, but there's actually four people that's on the show. But we want to, you know, see if you guys would vote for us, and maybe we can get the popularity Okay, so hopefully we'll get that popularity big enough and spread the word so we can do that, because we were talking earlier, we may do more segments a week, but I don't know. I mean, because once a week is challenging as it is. But I love the show. I love doing it, and I love having everybody that comes on and talking controversially with Carmen and Cotton, who she dropped off. But, you know, because I want to talk with her about her book that's coming out, Sweet Mangoes. But you know, we're just glad to have everybody here and feel free. That's why I don't like to send questions out, because I like people to be themselves when they come on the show, and that so they can do the things that they need to do and say what they want to say and not have to worry about certain questions. They can just be themselves. That's why we have the platform the way we do here on Word Sexy Radio. So we thank everybody out there that's been listening and you know supporting us. So we've been doing this for 3 years now. So it's we like it. So we want to keep doing it. So hopefully that will continue on.
I'm working on 1 year.
Well, yeah. But I tell you what, Untapped. What I've been hearing some things about it. I've been hearing it as a great book as well. So, you know, I wish you all the best in that, and I know that it's going to do well. And that's the reason why I wanted to have you guys come on and talk about it, because you were on the show before. We had most of the authors before on, and we wanted to come back and see how it was doing, because I always like to bring people, you know, back, and they can talk about the new stuff that's coming up. And also how the book is doing, you know, what kind of feedback you're getting, you know, even if people don't like it, you know, we want to know that too, because reviews are important. A lot of times, you know, I put books out and people don't want to review or say, or they say I'm too hard. Like my girl Deborah was on here and she was saying that she writes porn. I don't write porn, but sometimes people want to call my stuff porn because it's so damn hard. I guess it's so risque, or it's just straight to the point and detailed. You know, I don't know, but I just write the way I think that people want to read it anyway, because they think of that way, so they might as well see the words in front of them. So
right.
That's just my philosophy. So, but I wish y'all the best, and hopefully, do y'all have individual projects y'all doing? And then we want you to tell people how you can get the book as well. Is there individual projects that each one of y'all are doing that you got coming out soon? Because we can have you all back on individually as well, not just, you know, as a group. So whoever wants to start first.
I'll start. I'm LM. I'm working on a couple of things. The follow-up to Wicked, my first novel, is coming out, we're looking like May of 2012.
Uh-huh.
And I got another short story coming out this summer, and a murder mystery that's coming out in the fall. So I got three projects that I'm working on this year that's dropping.
Good. And that's really good, because I know that book, you got Wicked. My goodness. I'm still waiting. You know, Wicked. I read some pieces of Wicked, and yeah, that shit's hot.
Thank you.
So we definitely want to get more of that.
Definitely.
So that's good. Okay. So who's next? Melanie, you got something coming out, baby? I know you do.
I have a lot of things in the pipeline. I have actually about three or four domain names I've secured, because I really would like to get into expression and just kind of out of the pigeonhole of what exactly are you writing. Well, I'm just kind of writing, and I want other people to just kind of write with me. And I have a blog in development also that I'll be Keith actually, it's so funny because he signed on to write for me. He doesn't even know what it's about, which is great. Because he's a great writer and he knows him about my business, so I actually wanted to ask
Keith gonna bring something out.
I want to when I get the website developed, send out invites too for just bloggers and, you know, people who are interested in just kind of. I'm really looking for that. I don't know. I see a lot of what's on.
Can we get freaky on your blog? Can we talk shit? Can we get freaky
and
talk shit on your blog?
Yes, there'll be a place for everything, as long as it is, you know, done tastefully.
Oh, of course.
And
it's tasteful, and it's
thoughtful. And those
wait a minute.
When
you say tactful, I can't get in there and say I want to. Okay, all right. We'll talk about it.
You're going to have to talk about it, because it's a blog. It's not a book. So we're going to have to
talk about it. I hear you.
But those are standards that I feel like
you know, we just need to make sure we uphold it. And that's one of the things I vow to do every time I put a project together. It is going to be, you know, done as professionally as possible and as with much, you know, creative freedom as possible. But, you know, I want thoughts. You know, I want people to think. You know, people are just, we're used to absorbing and nobody has time to think anymore. And you can tell.
Right.
No, it
okay.
shows, and I don't want to do that. So y'all guys will be hearing from me soon. I don't have the novels under my belt like DB, and I know he's probably working hard writing, but I would like to kind of do a little bit more of a breakout into the digital world and blog more and do a little bit. You know what though? Hey, that's something you could do for me. I want to do something easing for Valentine's Day under our label Naughty Ink Press. So I'm looking for some erotic fiction, short flash fiction. So
well, I'm looking for some people, too, for Contagious Lust, too. So if y'all want to write some more erotic anthology stuff, get with me, because Contagious Lust, 2 is a project that I want to have out this summer, and I need some authors that want to write, you know, some crazy-ass shit. I don't care.
Oh,
we pull this
sounds
shit.
Like that.
So we're going to
like
put
that.
It out there. So Keith and all of y'all, let's do this. All
right.
You know, let's get this thing going. So how do you feel about it, Keith? You got something coming out?
Yeah,
your individual
actually,
projects.
Yeah, actually, a conversation with a friend. He's just talking about, you know, life, and you know how you get into them conversations about life experiences and things like that. So she said to me, you know, you should put all this in a book. So I was like, I always felt kind of narcissistic to kind of write like a autobiography. So like, you know what? I'm gonna conceal it as fiction. Change up names, add a, you know, I found a way to move the story forward while giving you all these other, like, weird, insane relationships I was in. So I have something called, titled Glass Goddesses, Concrete Walls that I'm working on.
Oh.
That should be finished.
Okay.
That should be finished.
Get with me, man.
We get you
on the show.
I really appreciate that. Yeah, that should be done by the end of the month, and hopefully I can put it out by February, late February, early March.
Okay, well, we got some spots. I think I'm scheduled. We probably booked all the way up until about April, but still, we can get you in there somewhere. So
anytime,
you can talk
it's all
about
good.
It, you know. Okay. All right, just me.
Hey, baby. I've
She always throws
you
that in.
Too
that
much.
Something,
yes.
Something of that nature comes into play. Go ahead.
I have been a little busy. I've been, and I say a little busy because I've had a lot of stuff going on. I've basically committed myself to working with Melody forever, and I've given
her
my support. I've done another anthology this year, and that one was Voices Behind the Tears, and that was Saving Lives Through Literature. That was a domestic violence anthology. The other thing that I have done is I have actually hit an acting road. So I did a play in December that actually debuts December 10th here in Texas, and that was Nobody Can Tell It Like I Can, and that was an AIDS awareness play. So I played a woman who was infected with HIV through her husband, which was a deacon in the church. So that's where my passion has been for the last 30 days. And we hit the big stage here in San Antonio in March. So that's what I've been working on in addition to just writing. I'm dating again.
She is on the dating scene again. Okay.
Actually, you know what? Let me rephrase that. Is the area code 803 still on, or did he hang up?
803 is still here. Is that your man?
He's still there. His name is Tony.
Yeah.
So actually, I'm not dating. I'm there. So,
okay, so do you want Tony to come on? Because we got like 14 minutes.
If Tony wants to say something, that's cool.
Tony, you got something to say? No, he does not. Okay.
He doesn't.
Okay. There was nothing. I heard nothing, so that means no comment. Okay.
No comments. I'll hear about it later. But I've been dating, so I'm good. I'm content.
So okay. between writing all and right. acting and dating, that's all I've been doing. So I've been a good girl. I've been
okay.
quiet.
Okay.
Temporarily quiet.
Okay.
I think I need to break out of that shell again. But it's...
Okay, go ahead. No, you go ahead and finish speaking. I'm sorry.
It's been fun. It's been fun. So the acting thing is going well. The writing thing is going really, really well, and I'm ready to run. Ready to run.
Okay. Now, DV, do you want to talk about you, or you just want to just let it go?
I'm going to let it go because, you know, like, I don't really get a chance to, you know, I can talk about myself anytime because, you know, I'm on here every Monday, but, you know, it's my first chance to really get a chance to listen to everybody else, you know, see,
okay.
you know, see what's going on in their life. So,
you
know,
I this is what I want to do now. Definitely. I know you the man. We know you the man. We know you got some stuff going on. We definitely know that. So, but
what do you have going on? I'm curious. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Carmen, are you still there, baby? I know you're here. Carmen.
I'm here.
What you got going on, baby?
I just launched this past week therootkeepers.com, which is my website that's showcasing American history with emphasis on contributions made by Black Americans. It's really for children, but I've been getting the most feedback from adults, so I think that's interesting. And the book that accompanies that will be out in February, just in time for Black History Month.
Okay. All right, well, how can we get Untapped? If we want to get Untapped, how can we get that? Tell us how we can get that. And if they want to get you individually, because I know, like you said, for book signings or whatever, they can't get you all collectively. But if they wanted to get you individually for other projects, how can they do that? Each one of you, Melanie, you can go down the line and do it however you want to on that.
Anybody there?
Anybody here? Everybody's still here, so you gone or okay? Did I lose it?
I thought Melanie was talking. So
yeah, she sounded very mad.
Yeah.
Oh no, I was listening.
There's Melanie right there. Okay, Melanie. What I was saying was, if people want to get Untapped, how can they get it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is available through our website. If you want signed copies, I provide signed copies. And if I can catch up with DV to sign two, then I'll do that, and you get two authors. But the authors themselves have an allotment. That was one of the things I thought was important, too. For paperback, and you can, for those who have extra copies to sell, you can always support the individual authors. But as far as Naughty Ink Press, we have niprpressbooks.com. You can buy them through our signed copies and naughtyinkpress.com and the Naughty Inks Press tab at the very end. You can purchase the copy as well, and then Amazon.com, of course. We don't sign those because Amazon handles that POD. But you can also get from Amazon. But what we would love is reviews. We would love reviews. It's still very good.
Yeah. Do y'all have y'all books on? What's that one where you can? Where's that one where you is where you can actually electronically sign? I forgot what was that Kindle?
Oh, that's for the yeah, that's the Kindle Graph.
What's it called again?
No, because it's not on Kindle Graph, I believe.
Once you get a Kindle version, then you'll be able to do that. That's right.
Yeah, because DV's books are actually on Kindle, so you need to look into that, sir. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's easy to do Kindle, guys. If you want, you can
yeah.
me
oh,
after
know,
the show.
It's not about
I can tell you how to do.
Yeah, the book will be available for Kindle and maybe in another, I guess maybe about March, right before the spring time comes.
You can have it ready to come tomorrow if you talk to me.
I know. I've done it. I just want everybody to have the opportunity
to buy the paperback. I got you.
The paperback books.
I got you.
I enjoy reading
them. I understand.
Mr.
Yeah. We understand. Business. We got you. Okay, well, we definitely thank you all for coming on. And, you know, we enjoy having you all on the show. It's always fun, you know, when you guys come on and talk about your projects and stuff. And, you know, we try to answer questions when we can. And you know, for people that are asking, the chat room was open. And, you know, there were some people there, but they were just kind of like acknowledging each other. Except, you know, with really no questions.
Like, I know you.
But, yeah. But, you know, but you know, I mean, we right now, like I said, Word Sexy is still going to be once a week, but maybe in the future, we don't know. May change, may do more, but, you know, I enjoy doing the show, and I think that the people that are on the show with me enjoy doing it as well. We just want to be able to talk about different stuff, because we have authors and poets that come on, and they talk about their projects, and then I think the relationship stuff, we have fun with that as well. But we got about 9 minutes, and I think somebody asked a question about the internet dating. If they wanted to comment on that, I don't know what it was they wanted to say on their experience from that. We can do that real quick.
Definitely.
Was it just me? Did you say
it
that you had something to say about
me.
That?
I did have a comment. I missed the majority of that portion of the show because I was involved in something else. But I did that for a minute. And putting it bluntly, you have to weed out, as a woman doing internet dating, I had to weed out who I was actually willing to meet and who I wasn't actually willing to meet. And that, it was a safe haven because I was able to talk to someone over the phone. I was able to email back and forth and decide if I really wanted to talk to you. If I really wanted to talk to you, I talked to you. If I really wanted to meet you for dinner in a public place, I did that. If I didn't, then it just didn't happen. Now, I have to say that I had a really good outcome. The individual that I am dating now, I have been dating for 4 months. I say infatuated. I've had a really good experience, and I'm really content. I'm really kind of happy.
You're not saying that because he's listening, right?
No. He knows.
I mean, he's on. He didn't say a word, so he's making sure that you say the right shit. No,
I'm just playing, bro. But I've had a really good experience, and we actually don't even live in the same city. But we travel back and forth, so I have been on the highway, haven't been where I need to be, which is probably 281713. Haven't been there much lately, but I mean, I have.
You know, you right too.
You know, I didn't hear that piece. I don't know what she said, so I'm gonna leave that alone.
I've been headed in opposite direction here lately, but I mean, we've played the, I say long distance because we're 2 hours. Yeah, I keep saying 2 hours away, and I'm 2 hours away from 2812. But anyway, we've actually been traveling back and forth, so that has worked out for us. I have not spent, I have to say this, and I'm very proud to say I have not spent a weekend alone in 4 months. That makes me very happy. But anyway, but I've had a good experience. But I have friends who have tried the internet dating thing and have had issue after issue. And then I've had those who have had issues and haven't had issues. And it's some of them it's worked out. Some of them have just shut it down. But my experience has been relatively good. It's good now. If it wasn't in the beginning, it definitely is good now. So I personally shut down my section of my internet dating, and I'm good. But, I mean, you have your good with your bad. So, I mean, I know that there are people out there that are looking for just friends with benefits, and I didn't go out there looking for my quote-unquote soulmate or the next person that I'm going to be married to. That's not what I went out there looking for. I went out there just to see what was there, because obviously I wasn't having any luck anywhere else. Y'all know what I've been dealing with. But anyway, it's been fun. It's been fun. So there's good and there's bad with everything.
Right.
That was my spiel.
Okay. Well, that's good. So if nobody else has anything to comment on it as far as that goes, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to thank you all for coming on the show. And Carmen, did you have anything that you wanted to say? Any comments or anything?
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Are you feeling okay today, Carmen?
Yes.
Why?
She's too busy crying at all the King memorials and King burials.
Was that again? I'm sorry. I didn't hear. What did you say, Carmen?
I said, yes, why? What have you heard?
I haven't heard anything, baby. I'm just making sure you're okay. I'm just making sure you're all right. I have not heard anything. Okay? All right. It was nothing negative. I was just making sure everything's fine. Okay. Well, we just thank you all, like I said, for coming on. And what we're going to do now is I'm going to I'm going to play this song that Melanie has hooked me up to. And then we're going to go ahead and just let it go. But we'll definitely be back next week. And we thank you all for coming on Word Sexy Radio.
All right, Red.
All right.
Your body is a canvas, and I'm a hitter with long brush strokes. Gotta call him a name. I ain't